Overcoming Enlightenment. Enlightenment becomes more and more a central idea of people who are searching for healing, for overcoming their suffering. And because many people don't understand their situation, the cause of their suffering, their minds search for something that promises relief. And because you don't see the reality, you don't know how the body, the nervous system functions, you project the healing on an idea. And this idea is enlightenment. So this becomes a great hope on the one side, and on the other side, it is a big hindrance. It is a barrier. It distracts you from the actual things you need. And by the way, it is a big business. Enlightenment has become a big business, not enlightenment itself, but the idea of it. So, whether you promise it directly or indirectly, it may lead people on the wrong path. It even lead people into disaster. So in Germany, I talk a lot to spiritual people, to seekers, and also to spiritual teachers, to make things clear that dissolving suffering in the body, in the physical body, in the brainstem, caused by early childhood trauma, cannot be dissolved, at least this is my personal view, cannot be dissolved by spiritual practices. This is something that doesn't work like that. It is the same thing as if you would like to heal a broken leg with meditation. There it is obvious. But the suffering we have right now on this planet is mainly caused by early childhood trauma. And this is located and imprinted in the brainstem, in the physical body. So meditation is not the level on which we can dissolve that. And by the way, the idea of enlightenment is also a barrier for your spiritual practice as well. Because as long as you are attached to an idea, whether it is the idea of an I or any other idea or the idea of enlightenment, it is a blockage. Because meditation and spirituality is beyond any ideas. It is beyond mind, beyond the level of thoughts. So in any way, this idea is a great illusion. The only thing we have to do is to focus on that what happens if we meet other people. If we meet someone, and this meeting, what is that? And this meeting always happens here and now. So if you are able, or the more you are capable of really experiencing in the current moment the connection and the meeting and the dialogue to another person in a relaxed way, the more you are able to feel yourself, to feel your existence in meditation without being distracted by thoughts. The current stream of thoughts is caused by the stress in the autonomous nervous system. That's the only reason for that. And the more you get connected with other people, the deeper the relationships get, the deeper gets your meditation. And the relationships are the basis for meditation. It's not the other way around. It's not like that you first have to learn meditation and get enlightened, and then you are able to find your partner or you are able to enter relationships. This is not possible. It's the other way around, and you can see that easily. If a baby is born, it first needs the attachment to the mother. So it first merges with an external object, and this merging and this loving connection is the basis that the baby more and more can feel his own existence and can feel that it is basically separated from the mother and can finally also live without the mother. But the basis before all that starts is that there is a deep connection and merging with the mother. So this is how our nervous system, the autonomous nervous system, works. So the basis for all is how we get in contact. And this is a question of honesty. If two people meet, we have a certain level of honesty. Honesty means that we really directly communicate our states, physical body sensations, emotions, ideas, wishes, that what we want, that what we need, and that what we don't want, what is not good for us. This is the level of honest communication and relationships. As soon as the number of people increases, for example, if we have three people, then we are already lost, and with three people it is already just chatting and empty talking. And if we look at even greater groups with more people, then it's just empty words there. We don't find anything true anymore, and even in the public, in the public media, there we have only masks and almost nothing real anymore. So from the private dialogue of two people to the public media or people in public like politicians or leaders, there's a huge gap. And what we need is we first have to start with the relationships of two people and establish honesty and direct communication there. And finally, we will have later on leaders who are able to be honest in public, who talk honestly about their states, about their emotions. So finally, to overcome enlightenment is very easy. Instead of directing your energy into that idea of enlightenment, you direct your energy to that what happens between you and others. What is that? What is that exactly? And there you find all the answers.